This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Quiet, numbskulls, I'm broadcasting.
Merrick Garland's Cracker Jack team of agents went to work, and boy, America is so much safer for what they've done. They've outed a spy. I guess they took a little time off from looking at, you know, parents who want to protect their kids by going to school board meetings and persecuting conservatives, and they decided to look at what I guess could only be deemed a cold case file. And I've learned this, that according to an indictment filed by the prosecution, Rocha, this is a former spy for America, started spying in 1981, and Garland's group of agents cracked the case. Welcome, folks. Kevin Jackson, who you're listening to. They said Rocha admitted the facts to an undercover FBI agent who posed as a covert Cuban General Directorate of Intelligence representative in several meetings held between 2022 and 2023. Boy, I tell you what, I'm so glad to know that they were looking into this powerhouse Cuba and all that could be happening. I mean, the Republic has been saved. There's no longer Cuba as an existential threat to America and to mankind. Maybe, I don't know, everybody will get a Cuban cigar or something as a parting gift for the billions or millions that were spent uncovering a 40-something-year-old case where a dude was a spy. Move over, Aldrich Ames. And who's the other guy? There's a new guy to replace Ames as being the top spy. Nope, it's now Rocha. The Department of Justice said in the meetings that they had with Rocha that he repeatedly made statements admitting his, quote, decades of work for the Castro regime. Here's what surprises me the most, to be honest with you. You know Merrick Garland's trying to get some skins on the wall. This guy should be getting a medal from the Democrats. This is who they are. These are the people that are working with other governments. And so in order to get our minds off of, well, what? Let me think. China? Russia? Iran, Ukraine, Romania, everywhere that Joe Biden got money and or that people are holding him hostage with what's going on, everywhere where the FBI should be investigating stuff, well, here you go. We got Rocha. They said the undercover told Rocha he was a covert representative here in Miami whose mission was to contact him, introduce himself as his new contact, and establish a new communication plan. Can you believe that the FBI is still working with a guy who's been retired for years? He started spying in 1981. This guy's been out of the game for so long. His spy craft, everything, that trade craft, everything this guy did is so antiquated. He's a menace. And that's what the DOJ is spending its time on. He says, Rocha answered yes and proceeded to engage him. You ready? Because here's where it gets really juicy. He engaged him in a lengthy conversation in which he described and celebrated his activity as a Cuban intelligence agent. Throughout the meetings, Rocha behaved as a Cuban agent, consistently referring to the United States, here it comes, as the enemy, and using the term we to describe himself in Cuba. Let me tell you something, people. Americanskis listening to the Kevin Jackson Network right now. The Democrat Party, that's exactly who Rocha represents. These are people that see America as the enemy. And when they speak of other people, they say we. They don't think of themselves as being part of our team. He said, Rocha additionally, here it comes, because we need, you got, with every one of these kabuki theater plays that we get from the left, you got to have an antagonist, somebody who's the bad guy. And here it is. Rocha additionally praised Fidel Castro as the comandante and referred to his contacts in the Cuban intelligence as his, compañeros, which are his comrades, and to the Cuban intelligence services of the Dirección. He described his work as a Cuban agent as a, quote, grand slam. Now, if you're asking yourself, why are we involved with, why do we care? I mean, look, if you want to bring the guy to justice and you happen to be, you know, sitting at a bar and the guy wanted to spill his guts and you wrapped him up, fine. I don't care. But here's what I do tell you. I will tell you. Our FBI, our clandestine agencies have much better things to do. What? Are there no more parents to persecute? What? Trump is only up to 91 indictments. I mean, can't you find some more? Certainly we can get that over 100. I mean, if we're going to go to 91, why don't we shoot for triple digits? Kevin Jackson, folks, to you listening to the Kevin Jackson Network, making sense out of it all because nobody else is going to do it. This action exposes, get this, one of the highest reaching and longest lasting infiltrations of the U.S. government by a foreign agent, said Attorney General Merrick Garland. We allege that for over 40 years, Victor Manuel Rocha served as an agent of the Cuban government. And he says, those who have the privilege of serving in the government are given an enormous amount of trust by the public we serve. To betray that trust by falsely pledging loyalty to the United States while serving a foreign power is a crime that will be met with the full force of the Justice Department. Don't you feel invigorated? Merrick Garland is on the case, on this 40-year-old cold case, man. It just tells you, it doesn't matter how long it takes Joe Biden. It doesn't matter how long it takes Hunter Biden. It doesn't matter how long it takes James Comey. I'll get you. Now, I could be dead. Yeah, I could be dead. Or you could be dead. Or you could be 100 years old and nobody cares. Yeah. Whew. I don't know about you, boy, but I feel so much better because I knew there was another existential threat out there threatening America. And I kept saying, man, I don't know what it is, but I feel it. And I hope they solve this case before I die. And it turns out it's Victor Manuel Rocha. A name that will go down in infamy. Yeah, being a little bit sarcastic, aren't I? We got a lot to talk about today. We already talked about a lot. The worst that could happen to the Democrats, what's the worst that could happen to us? Well, we just learned. Victor Manuel Rocha, he's out there. Thank God we have a Justice Department manned by a guy like Merrick Garland, who's getting to the bottom of these cold cases. Who knows what else he's going to find? I'm sure somebody in Uzbekistan is a spy that we needed to out. He's been doing some shenanigans for decades. Go get him, Merrick Garland. Make America feel safe, baby. I'm going to make America feel safe when we get back.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Kevin Jackson here, folks, and I'm excited to tell you about the card that will change the way you shop and travel. The Transact card can get you automatic discounts on almost everything you buy. So whether that discount is 1% or 10%, use the Transact card and you automatically get that discount. Why leave that free money at the store? My family uses the Transact card and we save an average of $50 a month in rebates that would otherwise go unused. But there's more. The Transact card will match you dollar for dollar on what you spend and give you Z-Bucks. Use your Z-Bucks to purchase products in the store and for serious travel discounts. Your routine shopping could pay for your next flight, hotel, or even family vacation, or maybe just a gift for a loved one. Visit the Kevin Jackson Network for more details. And know this, I use this card for almost all my shopping, and I promise you, it works. So get the card that truly pays you back better than any other card in your wallet or purse. 3% of this nation defeated the British, and that was over a tea tax. I can only imagine what those patriots would be willing to do today under this oppressive system. The government colludes with fake news media and social media to silence voices. I've seen many of my friends and fellow patriots over the years give up. I'd be lying if I said I hadn't thought about it in the past, but God put me on a mission. And many of you now share my mission. And what I need is 500 of you to help us blow up this conservative ministry of truth. For those of you who join by giving $20 of recurring income monthly, you're going to get treated like none other. Automatic entrance into the Backstage Club. And in that club, we will create things that only you will see. We'll do virtual sessions where we'll talk about issues and things that I don't talk about on the show. Private events. Sometimes it'll be when I come to visit your city. Other times it might be where I live. You will get personal access to me. So please, become one of my 500 most avid supporters. Join up at thekevinjacksonnetwork.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Have you ever watched a video on the internet and found yourself waiting for the skip the ad button? The reason this takes a few seconds is because the video delivery companies get to collect impression commission, and the viewer never sees the advertisement. The company still pays full price to run the ad. Does this sound like a scam to you? Is there any wonder why internet ads are so ineffective? For over 100 years, radio has been a proven source for companies' messages. Radio listeners are engaged and want to support the companies that sponsor the shows they're so passionate about. Simple companies like window treatments, security, pillow companies, and more have been able to break away from the big box stores, building multi-million dollar businesses. Find out what radio can do for your business. Call 877-996-4327 or advertise at GCNLive.com. That's advertise at GCNLive.com.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
Eating, working, living pain-free. These are things many of us take for granted. But for many adults with disabilities who are elderly or have serious medical issues, dental care is simply unaffordable. Dental Lifeline Network is looking for dentists who can change this. DLN is asking dentists and their teams to volunteer to just see one of the many patients in need. You can literally change a life. When you volunteer with DLN's donated dental services program to C1, you treat a pre-qualified patient in your office at your convenience. We handle the details so you can focus on the care. Lack of dental care can lead to the inability to have life-saving surgery, eat, or contribute to our community. If you are a dentist or know a dentist, please share this message. Will you see one? Visit willyouseeone.org to help change one life in your community today.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
And it didn't cost us a dime.
Want to get Donald Trump, but old Fannie Willis, boy, she's got a whole heap in trouble, a bunch of trouble coming her way, doesn't she? You know who else has a bunch of trouble coming their way? Jack Austin, because the Republicans have said, we want to see all your records, Jack. We want to know what you've been involved in, Jack. And they're not saying his name. They're like talking to him like they're talking to a brother in the 1960s. What's up, Jack? It just happens that's his name. These Republican brothers going to get it. We're going to get you, sucker. Welcome. Kevin Jackson's who you're listening to. The reason why I'm chuckling is because there was a stupid movie made by Robin Townsend called I'm Going to Get You, Sucker. And it was a horrible movie. It's terrible. But it just reminds me, I'm going to get you, sucker. Jack Austin is a sucker, and he's about to be got. They want to see all his records tied to, what were you doing? And the same with Fannie Willis. We just talked about her. Fannie, what were you up to? Why is it that 4 days before you decided you were going to indict Trump, you use it as your campaign promise? A little bit sketchy. I'm going to say this again. Kevin Jackson, the Kevin Jackson Network, 844-551-8255.
I mentioned, folks, we got this thing called the Transact card. So if you shop at Best Buy, Lowe's, Home Depot, Wine and Country, whatever, hundreds of stores. And here's the beauty of it. You get this Transact card, and you just use the card, and you get the discount. Now, let me tell you, I've already told you guys this. I'm going to tell it to you again. Melissa and I have been doing this. It's $50 to $75 a month. But think about that. That's money on the table that you just leave. If you don't have this card, you're leaving the rebates that are automatically going to be credited to you on at the store. Why give Walmart the money? Why give Home Depot the money? It's already there. Think of it this way. It's like couponing at the grocery store, but you don't need to bring in the coupons. What more could you ask? It's $25 a year. If you do regular shopping, it'll pay you back probably within a month. But here's the deal. Your dollars that you spend on the card are credited to you as Z-Bucks. So you get those Z-Bucks and you can use it for travel. So your hotels could be paid. You also could get discounts on airlines. We did a trip. It was a $500 limit on Southwest, but still I got like a 3% rebate on a $500 ticket. It was $15. It was $15 that I wasn't going to get without it. You get what I'm saying? You got it. This is a no-brainer. And here's the best part of it. If you get the card through me, you're helping me. And you don't have to spend a nickel. Well, I mean, you're going to go buy whatever you buy. But I'm saying, look, you got to live. Whether you're buying Christmas presents or you're buying stuff throughout the year, working on a house, I don't know, bunch of stuff. And when you look at the companies, these are major league companies. Dick's Sporting Goods, I don't like Dick's, but yeah, Bass Pro Shop, I don't know all the different ones, but it's dozens and dozens. It's hundreds. And you're going to shop there. And here's the thing, whether it has the rebate or not, when you use the card, if it has it, you get it. You got to do this. Go to our website, the Kevin Jackson Network, where it says transact, get the card. It'll take a few days. Get it. And here's the other thing. You can also tie your other credit cards to it. So you can get those benefits as well. Folks, this is the biggest no-brainer that you could have. Melissa and I did it. We did it reluctantly at first. And the guy was persistent. And he kept saying, Kevin, why would you not do this? It's going to give you a rebate. And more importantly, you're going to get to use the card when you travel. And sure enough, we go to stay at a hotel. It was better. The place where they put us up, which is they use empty timeshare. Where they put us up was much better than any hotel we would have afforded for the money. And we didn't pay a dime because we had all the money built up. This is a no-brainer. You got to do it. Anyway, let me move on. I want to talk about this guy's name is David Frum. I played a part of his clip early on. We're going to play the entirety of it this time. But here's what this guy wants you to believe. He wants you to believe that under Donald Trump, the world will be chaos. You know what cracks me up about the left? They seem to forget that Donald Trump was already president. They seem to forget all the dire warnings that they gave. If Donald Trump is president, the stock market will go down. The stock market will crash. If Donald Trump is president, we'll be in 15 wars. He'll go nuclear on people. He's crazy. If Donald Trump is president, I mean, it was doom and gloom, chaos, destruction, you name it. And then Donald Trump became president, and you know what happened? He was a rock star. He was unbelievably good at it. And you know what? He was so good at it that years later, in between post-coup, people are going, wait a minute. We can see the difference. Now, look, I don't like that Donald Trump got cheated. And I certainly don't like that he got taken out in a coup and nobody has been made to pay for it. But here's what I will tell you, because I'm a silver lining kind of guy. You fall in some pony doo-doo, wake up and get out of it and look for the pony. Donald Trump and this gap between Trump and Biden and then Trump again, there is nothing better to show you what happens when you go from competence to abject incompetence. I'm talking incompetence to a level that we didn't think was possible, Jimmy Carter. Yeah, we thought Barack Obama was the low bar. You couldn't get any lower than Barack Obama. And what happened? They shoehorned in Captain Demento. And now where do we find ourselves? No, where do the Democrats find themselves? Because you know where we find ourselves? We are, what was my grandfather? He said, you and the Hawks. How would he put it? God, I can't remember that saying. I remember a lot of his old country saying, you in the Hawks house or something like that. Hawk seat. Meaning, you know, you're looking over the whole thing and you can see when a mouse moves. Yeah, you in the Hawk seat. We'd be playing dominoes. If you knew you had a good hand, he'd say, yeah, you sitting over there in the Hawk seat. Yeah. Well, we are. We're in the Hawk seat. Because we are looking at all of this, and as I said, you don't wake up in the morning panicked. Oh, my God, are they going to tie Donald Trump to some shenanigans? Oh, my goodness, the Republican Party is guilty of January 6th and causing an insurrection. Oh, my gosh, the Republican Party. Well, some of them, don't misunderstand me, the rhinos were. But not real Republicans. We weren't asking for mandates and, you know, vaccine mandates and all that. We wanted regular. We wanted life to return to normal. We wanted government out of our lives. We were Tea Party. Get out of my life. Get out of my face. Get out of my face. But the Democrats, boy, forced vaccines, mask mandates, all that, lied about where the origins of Wu flu, now letting China just run roughshod over us. People are noticing this. Even the left are talking about it. That's when you know Joe Biden's toast. They're talking about it. Yeah, but the Trump administration would be chaos. We're going to play that clip when we come back in the next segment. I'm telling you, if you haven't seen David Frum talk about this, I know we played a little bit of it earlier. We played the first part. We're going to play the whole thing. This is going to blow your mind. Listen as this guy tries to explain to you, tries to scare you when you already know how Donald Trump would perform.
Kevin Jackson Radio. He's black.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
The Silver Lungs Generator is the only all-encompassing professional class product for producing endless colloidal and ionic silver solutions right from the convenience of your home. With recent regulations threatening the sale of silver-based supplements, now you can secure yourself and your family by producing your own silver solutions anywhere, anytime. You can have the peace of mind knowing that you can create endless supply of silver anytime, anywhere, for any application. The Silver Lungs Generator is a one-time purchase that requires no maintenance nor replacement parts for the life of the unit. This product was designed to be an invaluable part of your vital preparations. For a detailed report on the differences between ionic silver, colloidal silver, and what most silver solution manufacturers are producing, please visit our website at www.silverlungs.com for more information on why you should be producing your own silver solutions right from your home forever.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
USA News Update. The Israel-Hamas war is now in its second month. Israel says its forces are operating in the middle of southern Gaza's main city, as it's believed Hamas leaders are taking shelter in the area. Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu said his forces will retain security control for the immediate future over the Gaza Strip after Hamas is removed. The Pentagon is reporting that all of the military's Osprey aircraft have been grounded. 1 week ago, 8 Air Force Special Operations Command service members died in a crash off the coast of Japan. The initial investigation has indicated a material failure and not a human error that led to the crash. 3 people were killed when a gunman opened fire on the University of Nevada, Las Vegas campus yesterday, just before lunchtime Pacific. The suspect was shot and killed by responding university detectives. Lance Pry, USA News.
Life can be full of risks. One thing you shouldn't take a risk with ever is your family's health insurance. If you're self-employed or you now need affordable health insurance, you need to make this free call right now and see how the Health Insurance Helpline can help you get it. We specialize in helping the self-employed and people just like you that need affordable health insurance to get it. We have short and long-term health insurance plans, and some even cover dental, vision, and prescription drugs. Don't take a risk with your family's health insurance. It's not worth it. If you're self-employed or now need affordable health insurance, call right now and learn for free how to get it. Listen, affordable health insurance plans for everyone just like you are a free phone call away. So give us a shout right now.
800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. That's 800-670-0946.
To end here.
Actually, it's just gotten started.
No! This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
David, let's do the hypothetical, and that Trump wins again. We assume in this case, if he's a Republican, he's won the White House. Republicans have probably captured at least one House of Congress as well. We know that he has said that and the Heritage Foundation is already hard at work at repopulating the federal government with those who are loyal to him. The Supreme Court is deeply conservative, and he appointed 3 of those justices. So what guardrails, what barriers actually would remain? How could he be slowed down in the second term?
I don't think we get to any of those things he so-called wants to do, because his administration will be a chaos. One of the very first things, I mean, we're talking about day one or two, he's either going to try to fire much of the Justice Department, or he's going to try to pardon himself, because you don't have to wait for a conviction to be pardoned. You can pardon somebody in the middle of a proceeding. Gerald Ford pardoned Nixon before he'd even been charged with anything.
Ooh, so scary. Donald Trump's actually going to appoint people that are favorable to Donald Trump. Oh, my goodness. Oh, and then he's going to pardon himself. Even though he's done nothing wrong, he's going to pardon himself, because that's what he should do. That's what he could do. It's what he might do. I don't know for sure, but he could do it. Oh, boy, that has me scared, because as we all know, that could be the biggest existential threat to mankind ever. Kevin Jackson's who you're listening to, folks, the Kevin Jackson Network. 844-551-8255. Yes, I am mocking the Democrats. But the rest of this is where you're going to really enjoy David Frum. Now, I'm going to stop it periodically because you don't want to hear the whole thing. Your head will explode because you'll be sitting there going, Kevin, stop it, man. Stop it. It's torture. This dude has lost it. So he's already saying Trump's, number one, going to put in people that are favorable to Trump. And number two, he's going to pardon himself. Now, if Trump, what he's saying is, he's admitting none of the things that Donald Trump is going to be accused of will be done. They won't be litigated by the time Donald Trump is in office. That's what they're afraid of. So they're saying what he's going to have to do. And by the way, this is the long-term strategy. If Donald Trump is still, if we're still litigating, if we couldn't get him before the election and he happens to win, let's make him pardon himself. Because then it would look bad. Let me tell you what. If I were president and you had done to me what's happened to Donald Trump, you're doggone right I would. I would get into office. I already told you guys. We've gone through this. Were you in class that day? Did we mark you absent? Here's what I said. First thing I'd do, I'd fire everybody at the top levels of every department. I'm talking about the clandestine departments, but maybe even across the board. But certainly DOJ. I would hit DHS, which that almost comes automatically. But the FBI, the CIA, the NSA, all gone from top down to middle management. Then I'd make everyone else take a lie detector. And if they didn't pass that polygraph, I would fire them. I would investigate them. I would chase them out. And I'd put all my new people in. That's what I'd do. I'd revamp the entirety of the State Department. Nobody would survive. And if I had to bring people back from administrations, I'm not talking about go after the Bush people, because that's a bunch of rhinos. But if I had to bring people back, I'd polygraph them, say, are you loyal to the United States, whatever, and I would revamp it. And then, just to piss off the left, you're doggone right. I'd pardon myself. I'd say, you know what, I haven't done anything wrong, but here's how I'm going to end all the court cases right now. I have a universal pardon. End of story. And of course the Democrats, we knew it, he's a dictator. Yeah, call me whatever you want. But you know what we're going to do now? We're going to get back to the business of running this country, and we're not going to do it with traitors. And then the next thing I'm going to tell you, I start putting people in jail. That's what I do. And then they'd, oh, he's really vindictive. No, not vindictive at all. Just, we are going to see that justice is served. So, I don't know where I fit on the dictator continuum, but if I'm over there paying it to the right, I'm cool with that. Because short of executing him, I'm telling you, that's where I'd be. Donald Trump deserves it. But let's hear what else Frum had to say. You're going to like these comments. This is insanity at its finest.
So Donald Trump will be thinking about pardoning himself. Now think about what that means. If a president can pardon himself for a crime, that means the president can walk into the bedroom of the White House, of a federal crime, walk into the bedroom of the White House, shoot the first lady dead, and pardon himself, or even write the pardon in advance, then shoot the first lady dead. It means the vice president can walk into the Oval Office, shoot the president dead, pardon himself now that he's president, and maybe there's an impeachment, but none of them would face criminal liability. None of that can be true. That's obviously crazy, but that's the logic of self-pardon. The president can literally commit murder in the White House.
Okay, let's stop here for just a second, because here's what I've said. I've said Joe Biden is going to bow out. Kamala Harris will become president number 47. She will pardon all of Joe Biden and everybody in the food chain, which prevents Donald Trump from doing anything to them. And that'll be that. In evaluating David Frum's scenario, couldn't Joe Biden do the same thing? Couldn't Joe Biden commit multiple crimes, pardon himself, and be done with it? Couldn't that happen right now? Everything he just described. Could Joe Biden go into the White House bedroom, kill Dr. Jill, pardon himself, and then Kamala Harris come in and shoot Joe Biden and kill him, then pardon herself? I mean, is that scenario possible, given that he's already presented it for Trump? The short answer is yes. So what is this guy? Either it's being abused or it isn't. Presidential pardons are done for a reason, and they aren't meant for self. But if you've been persecuting the president, don't you think he deserves a pardon? Let me put it a different way. If Donald Trump, through everything that's happened to him, is able to get himself elected, do you think he would deserve a pardon? The people are speaking right now. Look at any of the poll numbers, and I'm not talking about just the support for Trump. Look at the poll numbers on J6. Look at the poll numbers on, do you think Donald Trump is the rightful president? You know, was the election stolen? In every one of those instances, Donald Trump is gaining more steam. And this is with a full court press against him. This is with the press calling us election deniers, calling us insurrectionists, etc. I'm talking billions of dollars spent to convince us otherwise. And every day they do it, people go, mm-mm, I don't believe it. That's what's happening. So, look, if you're going to make up a scenario, play it on both sides. Look, I've been a pundit for a lot of years. And when I was on Fox, I would say, yeah, that's certainly, even when I got asked the question of what the FBI did, I said, look, it could be benign. It could be nothing. The FBI could be actually honorable in doing its job. I don't think they are. I think the evidence points to something different. Or they could be a sinister organization willing to do anything to keep Donald Trump from being president. Though that's essentially the way I put it. And I got chastised for that. And look, I don't know where you are on the scale of, you know, where are you putting your finger when you determine what the FBI has done. But the majority of us realize these people are scumbags. Let's see how much more of this Trump thing we can play.
Now, people will be in the streets. Congress will be in an uproar. Nothing will get done. The military will be confronted with illegal orders. Nothing will get done. And America's foreign adversaries right now are confronting a Venezuelan army mobilizing to invade another Western Hemisphere country. We have a war in Ukraine that Congress is blockading the funds for. The Republicans in the House are blockading the funds for. We have crisis in the Middle East, not only Israel, but maybe Iran.
I want to stop it here for a reason. Everything that this got pointed to, who started it? Who did it? Middle East and Iran. Who did it? Look, last time I checked, Trump had pretty much negotiated peace. The dude should have a Nobel Peace Prize sitting on his mantle right now. He doesn't. You think people noticed that? You think people went, wait a minute, Donald Trump, man, he brought the Koreas together. He had the Israelis sitting down with the Saudis. There was no war in the Middle East. There was no war in Ukraine. Which, by we should be funding the war in Ukraine. No, we shouldn't. Who says that? That's a talking point. I mean, think about it. Well, I mean, come on, folks. We got to support the war. Okay, tell me why. When somebody says that, you ask them, say, tell me why. Why should we do it? Well, I mean, because they have no clue. They know nothing about the history. They know nothing about the country. Nothing. We should be funding. That's what I love about leftists is the minute you go, well, why should we do that? Because all you got are talking points. And what you're saying to them is, look, are you really that stupid? Somebody says this, you go, well, the Israelis are anti-Semitic. Okay, really, the Semitics are anti-Semitic, huh? Interesting, okay. It's just talking points. I mean, I'm being facetious there, but okay, I'll give you another one. Palestine good, Israel bad. But weren't the Palestinians the one who did the terror attack? Yeah, but because Israel's been around, man, in the history of Israel. Okay, well, tell me, explain the history. Just ask them. You don't need to play 20 questions with a leftist. Play one question. Ask them one simple question, and game over. They got nothing.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Kevin Jackson here, folks, and I'm excited to tell you about the card that will change the way you shop and travel. The Transact card can get you automatic discounts on almost everything you buy. So whether that discount is 1% or 10%, use the Transact card and you automatically get that discount. Why leave that free money at the store? My family uses the Transact card and we save an average of $50 a month in rebates that would otherwise go unused. But there's more. The Transact card will match you dollar for dollar on what you spend and give you Z-Bucks. Use your Z-Bucks to purchase products in the store and for serious travel discounts. Your routine shopping could pay for your next flight, hotel, or even family vacation, or maybe just a gift for a loved one. Visit the Kevin Jackson Network for more details. And know this, I use this card for almost all my shopping, and I promise you, it works. So get the card that truly pays you back better than any other card in your wallet or purse.
Let me tell you a story about Bill. Bill was a normal guy in his 50s. He had back surgery about 2 years ago. Bill was in a lot of pain. He dealt with his pain by taking the Percocets his doctor prescribed for him. Bill took more and more and more of them to help with the pain, until one day the prescriptions weren't enough to get rid of Bill's pain. Then one day Bill found someone to help him get rid of the pain with illegal drugs he didn't need a prescription for. Fast forward to today. Bill lost his job and his family. The only thing he does have is his drug dealer. If you know Bill's story and you don't want to end up like Bill, call the Detox and Treatment Helpline right now to get away and get treatment. 800-296-1327. 800-296-1327. 800-296-1327. Call right now. Help is standing by. 800-296-1327.
Cancer categorizes over 100 diseases. Though we do not diagnose, treat, or cure cancer, GCN team is offering the Clemson University study where there was up to a 95% reduction in cancerous cells when exposed to a plant-derived mineral supplement. If you or a loved one are searching for answers to this horrifying disease, come to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. We'll email you a copy for free. That's 877-878-4203.
Wellness and self-care doesn't have to be complicated. So keep it simple and take good care of yourself with Sunny Bay heating pads. Our heating pads soothe pains in the neck, back, and shoulders while relaxing muscles and increasing blood circulation. Sunny Bay heating pads have always been made in the USA and hand-filled to perfection with the highest quality materials. Sunny Bay heating pads are the perfect wellness gift for loved ones or yourself. See all of our high-quality products at sunny-bay.com, including heated body pads, neck pillows, heated neck and body wraps, and our stress-reducing lavender line. They're all affordable, durable, and in stock now and ready for immediate shipping direct from sunny-bay.com. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews at sunny-bay.com or just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. To your good health and wellness from Sunny Bay.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
People often write to tell us what has happened for them since starting Extendivite. Allow me to read one. This product has been a godsend for my father, who suffered from a heart attack about 2 years ago. He was prescribed medications for his condition, which was so serious, he almost died. But he hasn't been able to afford most of the medications. After researching alternatives that were more affordable, he tried Extendivite. Since taking it, he has consistently lower blood pressure and experiences less angina. We are currently on our fifth bottle. I enthusiastically recommend this product, and I am grateful that it is available. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit Extendivite.com. That's Extendivite.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Tehebo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.
Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Con Kevino Jacksones.
We began today's show, I told you, I'm gonna give you headlines, I'm going to give you stories. You determine for yourself just how crazy. Where are leftists on the crazy scale? And that's what we've been doing. So we got a clip that we've been playing pieces of from a guy named David Frum, who was on MSNBC. And he was on a panel with the Morning Joe Quacks. And I forget the guy who comes in. He's one of the other hosts. And he's asked about, how do we stop Donald Trump? You know, but hypothetically, if Trump gets in, what are we going to do? I want to play the full clip now. I'm not going to interrupt it because I've already parsed it in the previous part of the program. So if you want to listen to it, go back and listen in retrospect and you'll get it. But before we do that, Kevin Jackson, who you're listening to, the Kevin Jackson Network, 844-551-8255. My producer said I need to make a point of clarity on the Transat card. The Transat card is $25 a year. That's what it costs. That card will save you, it saves me, about anywhere from $45 to $80 a month. And you know, when we go to Lowe's or, and again, it's Best Buy, it's major brand stores. And here's the beauty of it. There's no codes or anything. You give your card to the checkout person, and whatever the rebate is, it could be 0.7%, which it is at Walmart, or it could be 4% at some other store, Kohl's. And you get it automatically. The card, if you shop regularly, will pay for itself probably easily within a month. But the beauty of it beyond that is every dollar you spend, you get a Z-Buck. It goes into an account that can become your travel account. And you can use that to buy your travel, pay for your hotel, pay for your whatever. That's the beauty of it. Not only are you saving the money, you're doing that. Not how much you travel. It may be of no benefit to you. But we do a little bit, enough to where it's worth it. One hotel in a trip, and you've already paid for the card, more than that. So consider it. Go to the website, the Kevin Jackson Network. It says Transact, TRANZACT. Get a card. It's not going to, there's no skin off your nose to get it. I promise you. Look, we use it. And I tell you guys all the time, I don't do anything with you unless we use it. And it saves us money. And I love traveling for free. Getting a hotel thing. Look, we have all our stuff at the Hilton or whatever, but I'm telling you, you will find, if you like to travel, this is going to be one of these things you want to do. So I'm going to talk about it a lot because I want you to investigate it. And here's the other thing. I want to be up front. When you do it, through no dollars of yours, it helps our organization because we get, I don't know what it is, it's like 25 cents or something per transaction. It's a small amount, but you don't pay it, they pay it. So you're helping us. So if this is a way that you can give back, great. But I'm telling you, I'm the one doing you the favor. Trust me. And I'll even make a deal with you. If whatever you save, once you've paid your 25 bucks, split it with me. Give me whatever you make each month. Split it with me. Because I'm going to tell you this. You're going to be sending me at least 10 bucks, 12, 20 bucks a month. That's what I'll make you to bet. Okay, let me move on. Let's play the whole entirety of this clip. Because because it goes to the very end. And you'll see how panicked the left is about Donald Trump. It is so fun to listen to. Check it out.
David, let's do the hypothetical, and that Trump wins again. We assume in this case, if he's a Republican, he's won the White House. Republicans have probably captured at least one House of Congress as well. We know that he has said that and the Heritage Foundation is already hard at work at repopulating the federal government with those who are loyal to him. The Supreme Court is deeply conservative, and he appointed three of those justices. So what guardrails, what barriers actually would remain? How could he be slowed down in the second term?
I don't think we get to any of those things he so-called wants to do because his administration will be a chaos. One of the very first things, I mean, we're talking about day one or two. He's either going to try to fire much of the Justice Department or he's going to try to pardon himself because you don't have to wait for a conviction to be pardoned. You can pardon somebody in the middle of a proceeding. Gerald Ford pardoned Nixon before he'd even been charged with anything. So Donald Trump will be thinking about pardoning himself. Now think about what that means. If a president can pardon himself for a crime, that means the president can walk into the bedroom of the White House, of a federal crime, walk into the bedroom of the White House, shoot the First Lady dead, and pardon himself, or even write the pardon in advance, then shoot the First Lady dead. It means the Vice President can walk into the Oval Office, shoot the President dead, pardon himself now that he's President, and maybe there's an impeachment, but none of them would face criminal liability. None of that can be true. That's obviously crazy. But that's the logic of self-pardon. The President can literally commit murder in the White House. Now, people will be in the streets. Congress will be in an uproar. Nothing will get done. The military will be confronted with illegal orders. Nothing will get done. And America's foreign adversaries right now are confronting a Venezuelan army mobilizing to invade another Western Hemisphere country. We have a war in Ukraine that Congress is blockading the funds for. The Republicans in the House are blockading the funds for. We have crisis in the Middle East, not only Israel, but maybe Iran. All of these enemies of the United States gathering. And in the United States, we will be paralyzed because there will be people in the streets. The president will be claiming that he's immune from the law. The military will be sifting every order to the general counsel to say, can we do this one or is this one illegal? We will have a breakdown in the authority structure of the United States. And meanwhile, if the Democrats do have one of the houses of Congress, we'll have an instant impeachment crisis. So what we're looking at here, I wrote an article in 2017, predicting the first Trump term would put us on the path to autocracy. This time I'm predicting a second Trump term takes us on the path to chaos, breakdown of authority, weakening of the presidency, and predation by America's foreign enemies.
When I tell you that I'm truly shocked to hear this guy talk, I'm shocked. Welcome back, everybody. Kevin Jackson's who you're listening to. This guy doesn't even realize how foolish he doesn't just how it's not how foolish he sounds, it's how foolish he is. But he reveals the strategy. It's going to be an instant impeachment crisis, because what are they going to do? They're going to do what they did in the first term. They're going to do everything they can to impeach Donald Trump. Now, here's the problem. They're not going to have the House. I don't even think they're going to have the Senate. But that's going to be a major problem, a bit of an impediment in the road to getting Trump. But here's the part that I really like. He says, I wrote in 2017 that if Trump gets elected, it'll be a path to autocracy. Okay, was it? I'm asking. You be the judge. I know my answer. So what the guy wrote in 2017, just so we're clear, and I don't know if you've already answered this for yourselves, or I'm going to answer it for everybody. It didn't happen. But he brags. Well, I wrote about this, and I got it wrong. But that me getting it wrong has nothing to do with what I'm about to say, because I'm an authority. You should be listening to me. Well, Trump, if he gets elected, it's going to be a path to autocracy. And I've already told you everything else they said. We didn't pull the clips up. But I could play you clip after clip of what was going to happen if Donald Trump got elected. The stock market was going to crash. The economy was going to crash. He wasn't going to be able to build jobs. We were going to be into many wars, multiple wars, and it was going to be chaos and destruction. And what was it? We had 4 years of practical bliss in comparison to what we have with Joe Biden. Now, ask yourself this question. This guy says, in 2017, I predicted an autocracy. What has he gotten under Biden? An autocracy? What he didn't get under Trump. But then what did he say? And I predict this time, after I got it wrong the first time, there would be a path to chaos. Get this, a breakdown of authority, a weakening of the presidency, and predation by our enemies. I ask you again, who has delivered on that? You know the answer. Joe Biden. Who's running this country? You think it's Joe Biden? How many people out there listening to my voice believe Joe Biden runs this country? So what does that mean? Is it next question, you know, obviously is, have we weakened the presidency? Short answer is yes. Joe Biden acts like he's in charge, but it's not him making the decisions. Somebody's doing it for him. So, yes, it's been weakened, because when bureaucrats can put people into play, you've got a weakened presidency. And the presidency was weakened also by Joe Biden and his family and their crooked deals. And then finally, his final point was predation by our enemies. Do you feel like we're being predated? That our enemies are predators? Because the last I looked, China has the largest trade deficit with us in the history of the Republic. We are no longer independent of foreign oil, which we were under Trump. We've depleted our strategic petroleum reserves. We have a proxy war going on in two places, courtesy of Joe Biden, with a third pending. Really? Predation by our enemies? We have provocation by China and Taiwan. We have Iran provoking our ships. What part of this is this man not recognizing? But has he ever turned that magnifying glass onto the Democrats? We don't think so.
Putting an end to identity politics.
Now for something completely different.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.